the night, Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another and another. His mother called him Wild Thing, and Max said, "I'll eat you up." So he was sent to bed without eating anything. That very night, in Max's room, a forest grew and grew and grew until his ceiling hung with vines and the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed on the night and day. And in and out of weeks, and almost over a year, to a wild thing. And then he came to a place where the wild things are. They roared their terrible roars, and gnashed their terrible teeth, and rolled their terrible eyes, and showed their terrible claws, until Max said, "Be still," and tamed them with a magic trick of staring into all of their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened, and they called him the most wild thing of all, and made him king of all the wild things. "And now," cried Max, "let the wild rumpus start." "Now stop," Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all the wild things, was lonely. He wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. Then all around, from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, "Oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said, "No." So the wild things roared their terrible roars, and gnashed their terrible teeth, and rolled their terrible eyes, and showed those terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye, and sailed back over a year, and in and out of weeks, and through a day, and into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for him, and it was still hot.